This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk. My name's Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone. We've got an Illini basketball game to recap, one to preview, and some football news about a coach that will be in Champaign for years to come. Let's get into it. We'll lead off with some football news here, Pat. Ryan Walters probably could be also coined the Lord and Savior of this Illinois football team this year. The defensive coordinator has been extended through the 2024 season with a contract that will make him a top 10 paid assistant in college football. Well deserving for Ryan Walters. Awesome from Illinois to get this done now.
Yeah, right time to do it too, because you get the bye. You feel pretty good about it. He'll be making $1 million, $1,050,000, and then next season, and then from there he gets another $100,000 for every year till 2024. So they locked him up for a couple more years. It's a great move. Illinois, say that contract gets bought out. He's going to be a super expensive defensive coordinator to buy out. So that helps the university at least a little bit. When you've done the work that he's done on this team, you deserve the raise. So good to see. It's good when you know at least one of your coordinator hires has really worked out for the best. We'll kind of see what happens with Tony Peterson in the offseason and what they do about the offense. But with that being said, at least you hit a home run with your defensive coordinator hire.
Yeah, and I think the big thing for me is the fact that, you know, last week on the show we were saying maybe he's been too good. He's going to leave. He's going to go somewhere to be a head coach. You know, they must have been thinking the same thing and thought, you know what, we're going to get our guy. We're going to keep him here. And I think that helps this Illini defense mightily over the next few years, without a doubt.
Yeah, it definitely does. And from a recruiting standpoint, too, you got to think, well, we need some more linebacker recruits. And if they know their defensive coordinator is going to be around for a while, you feel a little bit better about that. I know Brett's going to be obviously around for a little while, but when you go out on those recruiting trips and you say, well, I'm locked up for 2024, I'll be here, I'll coach you, and I love this team, I want to coach this team, that means he's going to stay around for a while. So you're happy with that. Great move by all around. Keep the good assistants in.
Yeah, on the season, this Illini team is allowing 21 points per game, which would be their best mark in quite a bit. But if you look even further, after those first 3 weeks where they gave up 22, 37, and 42, they've been phenomenal, giving up 14, 24, 18, 20, and 6. This defense has totally flipped from those first 3 weeks despite dealing with injuries, and it's because Walters has put together a personnel that works for this team. And they've been great. It's been this team's strongest unit this year, and we expected before the season to be their biggest struggle. So kudos to Ryan Walters, a well-deserved extension, in my opinion.
Certainly. I think we can move on to some basketball talk.
Get into some basketball. They are now 2-0 on the year after a pretty big win on Saturday night, a 92-53 win over Arkansas State. The Illini now climbed to 2-0. They're still ranked number 11. That poll might change. They might bump up a little bit. Some top 10 teams lost over the weekend. But as of right now, when we're recording this, they're still number 11. And I think, you know, you got some big takeaways from this game. Obviously, I think the biggest thing is while they were still without Kofi Coburn and Austin Hutcherson, Andre Curbelo and Trent Frazier were back, and they both played really well. Curbelo had 8 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and Frazier had 12 points and 4 boards as well. So getting those two guys back, handling the ball, motoring the offense, and for Trent anchoring that defense, this team looked much better than in their first game, and they showed it on the scoreboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Even going back to those exhibition games, especially that last one before the season started, you kind of were like, this team, not doing so hot with the backups. But at least without your stars. In that first game, you show them great stuff, like pretty solid win. Didn't score quite as much as I think we both imagined we would. And then the second game, just absolutely blew out Arkansas State. Great look. Obviously, you add Curbelo and Trent to the lineup, who are both very clearly the second and third best players on this team, behind Kofi. But once again, a great performance from Coleman Hawkins, who is now, I think, the 10th best player in the country in KenPom rankings.
He was phenomenal on Friday night, and because he was doing everything. Yeah. Literally 17 points, 12 rebounds, his highest point total and rebound total in college, first ever double-double. Going with that, 4 assists, 4 blocks, and a steal. The dude was literally all over the court. He played 27 minutes, tied for the second most on the team. Plummer, Grandison, and him all played 27. Frazier led the way with 29. Curbelo was still kind of getting eased back in from the concussion. He only played 19, but 27 minutes for Coleman, and he did all of that. I mean, he was great. You know, we talked about it. He's up 25 pounds. It was his first full offseason with the team. Now it's his first time in front of fans. He's excelling. And once Illinois gets healthy and Kofi Coburn is back in that lineup, I think Hawkins stays. I think the lineup ends up being Curbelo, Frazier, Grandison, Hawkins, Kofi, with DeMonte, Plummer, and Omar Payne first off the bench.
I think if Coleman Hawkins plays the way that he's playing right now, he's a lottery pick.
If he keeps it up for the whole year, yeah. I think with minute restrictions and better Big Ten defenses, it'll be a little bit tougher for him. But the one thing you can't deny is the energy he brings to this team. The spark, the second he comes on the floor, is felt. And he said in the press conference after the game, you know, I want to provide that energy no matter what, whether I'm in the starting lineup, coming off the bench, anytime I'm on that floor, I want to be able to do that.
And what's great about him at the stretch four position is that two guys, if you're going to cover Kofi Coburn, and, you know, some Big Ten teams will be able to do it better than others, but you're going to have to double-team Kofi at times. That's going to leave Coleman Hawkins open. He can stretch the floor a lot. And that's why I think, like, he might be able to keep this up the entire season.
Yeah, because that's a good point.
When Kofi comes back, he's got a better shooting opportunities, at least, and he's going to get favorable matchups in every lineup, because you got to crash on Kofi.
Yeah,
so I mean, he's going to be open.
Him, and he's got good vision. So, mm-hmm. like, let's say they're able to guard Kofi and him, well, he'll find Grandison or Plummer or Frazier for a wide-open three.
Right.
Because he
can handle the ball really well.
Yes, exactly. And so his versatility, yeah, you know what? You sold me. I think he's got a chance to keep this up, because the way defenses have to plan for Kofi, you're not going to be able to plan for Coleman.
Yeah, with both of them on the floor, I think it's a really difficult look for both for any team, including the Big Ten. We'll see. I mean, there's going to be matchups where it's like, well, like Ohio State, for example. I'm going to – because they popped up first in my head. That's a team that might not be so good. But that's a team that might be able to guard that, because they have Zedke and E.J. Liddell, right? Two pretty solid defenders. And the way E.J. Liddell handled Kofi last year was admirable, and he did a good job. So that's a team where, like, yeah, they might be able to handle it. But, you know, you go down the line, I think Coleman will probably be open a good portion of the year. So it'll be interesting. He might be that go-to guy now, too, as well. It might end up being, other than the shooters, obviously, you know, Cabela dishing the ball, scoring when he can, getting it to Kofi, and then Coleman's right there on the side too.
Yeah, so. I think it's making for a team that's going to be really, really deep and hard to defend for sure. You know, you look at the other side of things. Marquise Eaton led the way for Arkansas State with 15. Their best player, Desi Sills, absolutely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Trent shut him down. He was 3 of 13, only 8 points. So really good effort from the Illini defense. They had more rebounds than Arkansas State had points. They're going to need to keep that up on Monday when they play a real Power 5 team in Marquette.
Yeah, yep. And this will be an interesting one. It is in Milwaukee, which is fun. No longer the Bradley Center, the Forsyth Forum, right?
Pfizer Forum.
Pfizer, there you go. I've only ever been to the Bradley Center, so.
I've been outside of the Pfizer Forum. I went last year during the NBA Finals, because that's also where the Bucks play. That place is cool.
Yeah, I see, this is one of those games I really wish we could go to.
Yeah.
But it's on a Monday, and we're I have to go to school. Yeah, I have to go to school and produce a television show, or help assistant produce a television show on Tuesday.
Got to be on the TV show on Tuesday.
Yeah, like, there is just, it's just very difficult to go do that. Anyways, back to reality here. If you are going to that game, good for you.
Be loud.
I wish I was you. Yeah, be loud. I imagine it'll be somewhat empty because Marquette's just not that great this year.
Mm-hmm.
And but on that note,
they're 2-0.
Yeah, they're 2-0.
With closer wins than they should have from their bye games, they beat SIUE 88-77 and then University of New Hampshire 75-70. Win's a win. but I think typically you'd like those games to be a little bit more a bigger margin of victory like Illinois yeah. had in their first two games. But nonetheless, this is going to be Illinois' biggest challenge thus far. And obviously, on the flip side, it's Marquette's probably biggest challenge of the year.
Yeah.
They got UCLA on the schedule later. They play Villanova twice. But this early in the year, playing Illinois, they're lucky it's without Kofi, but it's still a tough guard.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And breaking down this team a little bit, Darren Morcell, he's a senior. He's the guy who...
He's the guy.
He's the guy on the team. He's leading the way at 23.5s. And then on the other side of the ball, or other side of the ball, on that this team as well, the freshman. It's been Justin Lewis right alongside Morcell. He's got 17 points this year. A forward, 6'7 forward. Both guys from Baltimore, Maryland, as Anthony just pointed out to me.
Yeah, they must recruit Maryland really well.
Yeah, and they're without Woj, too. Steve Woj, was it Wojciech? I can never say
something
his
name. Like
I just call
him
Coach Woj because that's what everyone else called him. Got fired last year, so Shaka Smart now.
It's Shaka.
And that's where my issues start to come in with this Marquette team is that I know Shaka in year one, and if you've been paying attention to Texas basketball for a while, you might know that Shaka Smart takes time to build his team. He likes players that are, you know, quick to the ball at every position, similar to Illinois, but guys who aren't necessarily huge. Getting to my point here, the dude knows how to really coach basketball.
Yeah, he does.
When you look down the line, even the Texas team he put together last year, I mean, it was a good team. It just wasn't up to the Texas standard, which I think is absolutely bullshit. But now he's in a job where he could potentially stay for as long as he wants because he'll probably put together a pretty good program, Marquette.
Yeah.
Marquette's a great place to coach. I mean, it's big stadium in a big city.
It's a legit American city.
Great alumni.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans.
Dwayne Wade went to your school.
Right, exactly.
Always a flex. Jimmy Butler, Jay Crowder. Yeah, they get a lot of pro talent that comes through the program, too. And I think you're right, going back to your Texas point, they haven't been what they want to be in so long where I don't think you can hold every coach to that standard anymore.
Yeah, you can't. And you can't because the top is so, like, there. It's just, I mean, there is no other, I don't even want to say Coach Calipari because he's on the decline, but there's no other Coach K. There's no other
Roy.
Bill Self. I mean, we could say that as a team that used to have Bill Self, right? Look, there's no one like him. Harder will probably certainly haven't had the coach until maybe Brad Underwood now to his level. But even Brad hasn't improved it. So, you know, having a standard is dumb. I'm getting off a little bit of tangent here. But I don't think him getting out of the Texas job says anything against his coaching.
Really. Yeah, no, he's a good coach. Brad made that really clear after the game on Friday night. He said Marquette is going to be a disciplined team. Shaka's a great coach. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be prepared. It's their first road game, Illinois, so they have to go on the road. And what everybody kept on saying was defense, defense, defense. So that's what it's going to take. I think it's going to be a game that Illinois has to defend really well. especially without Kofi Coburn. This is going to be the biggest team they've played yet. So, obviously, that would have been a nice piece to have in this game. You don't have it. How are you going to win without it is the question.
Yeah, and I would say, without Kofi, you're saying here?
Yeah.
I would say probably feed it to the other two stars, Coleman right now and Curbelo. Trent's been playing pretty great. I'm not that after the performance against Arkansas State, I'm not that worried about Marquette. Because, look, you got guys almost at every position where you feel like you can get a bucket from. I know it in that first game, it kind of slowed down the Jackson State game. But looking back at it, I mean, Grandison had a great game, right? You look down the starting five, Overon Payne's probably the question mark. And that's okay. He could be a question mark for now. I think he's got a lot of talent. But I would say this. I mean, you look at the starting lineup. You got Curbelo, Trent, Grandison, Coleman. Those are all four great options to find a bucket from. So I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Should we get into some score predictions here?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think
the line's 8.5, Illinois.
8.5, over under set at 143. I think Illinois has a nice 10-point win. Say 75-65. Mm. I think it's pretty comfortable, but not a blowout. But Illinois gets the win.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna have covering. I think it'll be a 12-point victory. So let's go 82-70, Illinois.
Okay. That would be over. I think mine would be just under. So don't listen to us to gamble. But, yeah, I mean, it gives you a really good chance to be 3-0 heading into the rest of your schedule and getting your National Player of the Year candidate back. You've got Cincinnati and potentially Arkansas, I believe, in that tournament in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then home against Notre Dame on the 29th. And then you roll into some conference games before you get a few more non-cons in December. So looking forward to all of that coming up for Illinois. But fact of the matter is, got to get this game.
Yeah, you got to get this game. And you start rolling, too. Obviously, Cincinnati will be a match. And then whoever they play on the other side of that tournament. But then you play
Rio Grande Valley.
Rio Grande Valley. UT, baby. UTRV. And then you're feeling confident playing against Notre Dame team that just hasn't been themselves in a while. So potentially get on a real roll here.
Yeah, 100%. We'll keep an eye on all of that and more. We'll be here later in the week to recap the game against Marquette, and then we'll go into preview the Illini football game this weekend at Iowa, which Pat and I both should be at. But for now, thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you later in the week. For Patrick, I'm Anthony. ILL.
I and I.